Late Roman Empire, the last Romanovs, and the last imperial dynasty of China. And finally, 4, Folly or Perversity. This book is concerned with the last in a specific manifestation. That is the pursuit of policy contrary to the self-interest of the constituency or state involved. Self-interest is whatever conduces to the welfare or advantage of the body being governed. Folly is a policy that in these terms is counterproductive. To qualify as folly for this inquiry, the policy adopted must meet 3 criteria. It must have been perceived as counterproductive in its own time, not merely by hindsight. This is important because all policy is determined by the mores of its age. Nothing is more unfair, as an English historian has well said, than to judge men of the past by the ideas of the present. Whatever may be said of morality, political wisdom is certainly ambulatory. To avoid judging by present-day values, we must take the opinion of the time and investigate only those episodes whose injury to self-interest was recognized by contemporaries. Secondly, a feasible alternative course of action must have been available. To remove the problem from personality, a third criterion must be that the policy in question should be that of a group, not an individual ruler, and should persist beyond any one political lifetime. Misgovernment